in this also, he said, not a brawler, not covetous. But he said, not greedy of filthy lucre. That's King James translation. 20th century said, not a lover of money. William said, not covetous. Amplified said, not a lover of money with an insatiable desire for wealth and ready to obtain it by questionable means. Living Bible said, not one who loves money. Revised Version said, no lover of money. Where else translation said, not a lover of money, not using his office to extort money from people. Now, we could stop here and preach for a month, but we don't have a month. So we'll have to hit a few high spots and go on from there. But here's something that you have to be very careful about. I'm talking about all ministers, and that's money. And that can't be the main thing about you and your life. Amen. You don't put money first, you put God first. And you trust God to meet your needs. I know one thing that the Lord said to me when he appeared to me in that first vision way back there in 1950. And in the end of his conversation with me, he said, be faithful, fulfill your ministry, for the time is short. Somebody said, well, that was 44 years ago. Time was short. Well, see, with God, one day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. See what I mean? You got to interpret in his light, not with ours. And then, and he walked away from me just like a man holding a conversation with you would just turn and walk away. You finish the conversation. And I guess he walked 3 or 4 steps and he stopped. And he came back. He pointed to me and he said, there are 2 things to be very careful of. Now, number one, be sure that you give all praise and honor and glory for everything that happens unto me, that's unto Jesus. And number 2, be careful about money. Be careful about money. Many upon whom I placed my spirit and called unto such a ministry have become money conscious and have lost the anointing. I think we've seen that through the years. He said, only receive offerings. Don't make any charge for your ministry. Only receive offerings as you have been doing. And that's one thing that I've been very careful of through the years, is to be careful about money. I know I was in with a number of other ministers in what we call the Voice of Healing. We use the Voice of Healing magazine, which is now Christ for the Nation. Brother Lindsay was alive then, editor. We use that magazine as a medium of advertisement. All the healing ministers in America was in the Voice of Healing at one time, except Brother Oral Roberts. He had already gotten started. All of us, every healing ministry that you knew anything about, that is, that, you know, that was of any fame, of any knowledge, was in the Voice of Healing at one time, about 120 of us. Well, I remember so clearly, I was preaching in East Texas at a meeting, and one of the Voice Healing ministers stopped by traveling. He'd been to a greater meeting. He had a large tent. He said to me, Brother Kenneth, you ought to write a book. I didn't have anything great. Boy, he said, you can sure make some money. You can't write a book to make money. Amen. You can sure make some money. Well, I started. It took me 7 years before we could put out the first book. Because it's the first thought that came to my mind was, you can make some money. I said, no, I can't do that.